специальной военной операции.
This most certainly has not been a blitzkrieg for the Russian armed forces. It's moved from a war of rapid offensive to a war of attrition, in which Russia is going to try to outweigh its opponent, and at the same time, Ukrainians are digging in for a long, hard fight. There's a northern, an eastern, and a southern axis of Russian attack. The northern is the one that has gained the most attention. It's the one that they've faced the most difficulties with, failing to take Kiev, failing even to take some of the approaches to Kiev. The eastern part, which is around the separatist republics of the Donbass, is yet to see a full-scale breakout. The advance out of Crimea in the south, cutting off a lot of Ukraine's access to the Black Sea, has unquestionably been the most dramatically successful aspect of Russia's axis of advance.
Is for an ugly next few weeks in which he doubles down with scant regard for civilian casualties, in which urban fighting can get even uglier.
We should keep in mind that historical Russian military campaigns have tended to be slugging matches, where horrible defeats in the early phases were actually overcome to lead to an ultimate victory, even if that's a partial victory.
Ми будемо захищати нашу землю. Якою не була ціна.
From Kiev's perspective, there may be some difficult choices ahead in terms of where to trade territory for greater defensibility, potentially withdrawing some of their forward deployed forces, perhaps around crucial cities, and they're making painful decisions around what to give up.